Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom, and we are now beginning the fifth parak of Masechet Nazir, parak Beit Shammai, which we will cover over the course of two podcasts. It's a relatively short parak and has some interesting complexities to it. We'll begin immediately on Daf Lamed Amud Bet. We have the first two Mishnayot of the Masecha, of the Perak, Beit Shammai Amrim Hekdesh Ta'ut Hekdesh. The simple read of this is that Beit Shammai says that if you are Makdish something in error, you know, you meant to be Makdish one thing, you're Makdish another, that's the assumption, then it holds Beit Hillel Amrim Ein Hekdesh. And now we see an example, Ketzad. Amar Shor Shachor Chitzim Beiti Rishon Harehu Hekdesh. The language here is very nuanced. If a person says, the first black ox to come out of my house is Hekdesh, V'yatsa Lavan, and a white one came out, Beit Shammai Amrim Hekdesh. Beit Shammai says that it's Hekdesh, which of course is very strange because that's not at all what you said. You didn't point to an animal and say something and find out it was the wrong animal. You made a statement and something different than the statement happened. And we'll see this. Now the next Mishnah, Dinar Zahav She'alevi Adi Rishon, the first gold coin that comes into my hand, Harehu Hekdesh, V'alah Shel Kesef, and the first thing in your hand turned out to be silver, Beit Shammai Amrim Hekdesh, V'tilomim Eino Hekdesh. Parallel case, but again the question is why Beit Shammai would say it's Hekdesh at all. Chavit Shel Yayin She'alevi Adi Rishona, Harehu Hekdesh, V'atah Shel Shemen. The first barrel of wine that I touch, or I go into the cellar, whatever it is Hekdesh. Turns out the first thing I touched was oil. And we'll see that the assumption that we assume about the Mishnah is that oil is more valuable than wine. So the same machloket, and of course we have to understand why we need all three cases. It's something we will not touch on in our Gemara. Now, Beit Shammai Amrim Hekdesh, et cetera. My Tamai to Beit Shammai. What's Beit Shammai's reason for saying that Hekdesh betaut have a Hekdesh? Yafirin Tchilat Hekdesh misof Hekdesh. These terms need a little bit of clarification. Tchilat Hekdesh is when you first are Makdish something. Sof Hekdesh is the process of Tmura. Tmura is after you've already sanctified something, and then you decide to transfer its Kedusha to another animal. So even though it is asur, and even though the original animal maintains its kedusha, nonetheless, the tmura still holds, and that is true even if you do it in error. Even if you mistakenly say, for instance, I want this to be ola tmura shlamim, and you really meant ola, whatever, it still works as the way you said it. So Beit Shammai say, therefore, we learn the beginning of the process of Hekdesh from Tmura. Ma Tmura afilu betaut, af Hekdesh afilu betaut. Beit Hillel omrim hani mili Tmura. Beit Hillel said that's true that it works in Tmura, but only in Tmura. V'achuti Hekdesh betaut l'machtina. In other words, once something is already properly made Hekdesh, you can then transfer it, as it were, by this improper but valid act of Tmura, to another animal. And that could even be betaut. But for the original Hekdesh to take hold, b'ta'ut, that far we're not going to go. Okay, Beit Shammai. Now let's see an argument against Beit Shammai. Ma ilu amar hareza tachat ze lachatzi hayom. Lachatzi here means not for that length, but starting it. So in other words, what if you said, I'm making this tmura that will start in 6 hours? So mi have a tmura, mi ha'ishayta. Does that mean it's tmura right away? Ela ad demati chatzi hayom hu da have a tmura. It starts in 6 hours. Same thing. When you said the first black ox to come out and it turned out to be a white ox, even based on Tmura, it still should not work because the reality was that a white ox was the first thing to come out of your house. So why is this, even the model from Tmura is not valid. So we have an alternate read of the Mishnah here that Rav Papa is going to suggest. Rav Papa, l'chach nemar rishon. That's why it says, shor sheyitzeh rishon. Meaning that he said whatever thing comes out first. I have a shor shachor kamar, but he said a black shor. So milas get into late le'alahai. Aren't we talking about a case where there's only one black shor? And he assumed that was going to be the first one out. And he made a mistake. Lotzricha di'le trenklata. We could be talking about a case where he has several of them, and he meant the first of the black ones, which in which case nobody would reasonably say that the white one is a hekdesh. So the argument is, then he should have said, that the Mishnah should have said, the first of them. So it means that it's a case where there's only one black one. So I'm like, Rav Marnish, the Ravashi, let's try it differently. Hi, Hektish Petot, too. The whole case is not a case of Hektish Petot. Hektish Pekavanahu. You said, I want this to be Hektish. In other words, you simply tripped up on your tongue. Mishum da'atayid li'tiburi kama. You know, you wanted to Hektish the first animal that came out. You thought it would be black, so you said black, but you really meant whichever one comes out first. So you really got what you wanted. You just said it wrong. Which means it's not a case of Hektish Petot. So you're saying that nobody says Hektish Petot is Hektish, and Mitchama and Vitello disagree about what to do when you fouled up the formulation. Tell Mitchama Hektish Petot love Hektish? Wait a second. Don't Mitchama I hold that Hektish Petot is Hektish? Vatanan Mishnah Darbanazir Nishala Chachamim Vitiru. The next Mishnah Gimel, which we'll see in this podcast, if a person becomes a Nazir, and then he goes to Chacham, and they release the vow, by Talo, by Mamufresh, and he had already set aside animals for the Korban. They go back to the flock, they're not Hektish. So and Beit Hillel said to Beit Shammai from that, you see, this is Hektish Petot. You see that the original Hektish was done Petot because it turned out he wasn't really a Nazir, and it goes back to the flocks. So you see it doesn't hold. So you see that from Beit Hillel's challenge to Beit Shammai, that Beit Shammai held Hektish Petot as Hektish. The answer is no. The answer is Beit Hillel were actually mistaken. They misunderstood what Beit Shammai's position was, and they thought that Beit Shammai's position was based on the issue of Hektish Petot. And that's why they responded the way that they did. So Beit Shammai shum de Hektish Petot have a Hektish. Amri lahan Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai said back, no, la mishum Hektish Petotu. Our argument here about the black and the white ox is not because of Hektish Petot, el mishum da ate le dibori kama. You simply wanted the first ox to come out to be Hektish. You thought it would be black, so you said that. That's where you fouled up. But we think, nonetheless, you got done what you wanted, and the first ox is Hektish. But is that really true? Do we really think that Beit Shammai does not hold that? In other words, what we're arguing now is that Beit Shammai hold Hektish Petot is not Hektish. And the reason they hold this position here is simply because you fouled the formulation, but you got what you wanted. But is that really true? Toshma hayum halachin maderach. Let's say some people were walking on the way. Ve'achad ba'kenegdan. One person was coming towards them. Ve'amar achad mi'harin nazir shezeh ploni. So one of the group said, I'm a nazir if that's Mike. That guy says, that's not Mike. I'll be a Nazir if that isn't Mike. And then one said, I'll be a Nazir if one of you was a Nazir. All sorts of different formulations which are mutually exclusive. Says any one of these formulations is good, meaning that if you take Nazirut based on a condition and the condition is not true, nonetheless you're a Nazir. And that's a Hektish Petot. Uktani kulam nazirim. And Beit Shammai says it all works, which means Beit Shammai holds Hektish Petot is Hektish. So Amri, so the answer is, Savri Beit Shammai Hektish Petot have a Hektish. Indeed, Beit Shammai really do hold that Hektish Petot is Hektish. Hachalo. But from our Mishnah, you can't prove it. Meaning the argument in our Mishnah is about Ate Ludibure, about fouling the formulation. Indeed, Beit Shammai holds Hektish Petot have a Hektish, but the example in our Mishnah is not an example of that. Now, Abaya tries to provide a variant here. Abaya amar lo kesalgadai tachta koin betzafra. Don't think that he's standing literally in the morning and talking about what's going to happen in the afternoon, meaning that she yetzei rishon. Look back at the Mishnah, she yetzei rishon. Hachamai askin the koin betzafra. He's standing there in the afternoon. V'mar shor shachor she yatzah min beti rishon lave hekdesh. He's talking about what has already happened. The word yatzah should be punctuated with two kamatzim. And the past tense, the first ox, black ox that did come out of my house, and he really thought it was a black one, the first one was a white one. And they told him it was the first one, it was a white one. And he said back, if I had known the first one was white, I wouldn't have said shachor. I really wanted the first one to be hektish. So that's how Abaye says we should read the case, and therefore it's not at all an issue of getting your intention done, it's simply reporting the facts incorrectly and saying, do we cut to the formula or to your intent? How can you possibly say that we're talking about where he's in the afternoon, meaning after the fact? The rest of our Mishnah Bet, it's clearly in the future tense. And the problem with the word yatzah, yodzah di aleph, is it vocalized two different ways, and one way is past tense, one way is future. Yetzei or yatzah. But one minute you have ya'aleh, it's future. So tani sha'ala. So now Abaye has to say we have to change the Mishnah a little bit, not to the future, but to the past, and therefore we have to actually change the letters. All right, that's not the worst thing in the world. That's Abaye's read. Now, Amar Rav Chisda makes a comment about the value of oxen. Uchma b'chivra lakia. A black one among whites is a deficiency. In other words, white oxen are better. This means a white spot on a black shore is also a deficiency. Now, Tanan Shachor Shi Yetzemi Beiti Rishon Hekdesh. Our Mishnah talks about a guy intending to be Makdish, a black one and a white one came out. So that means Kasal Kadaitach. We start with the assumption Ki Makdish Ba'ayin Ra Makdish. Generally, when you sanctify something, you don't do it overly generously, but rather with somewhat stingy eye. Which means that if you intended something good and something better came out, that's not what you had in mind. But something worse came out, that would be okay. Bet Shammai says if you wanted a black one and a white one came out, it's valid. And a white one, Rav Chisda just said, is better. It must be that our assumption is that when a person is makdish, they're makdish generously. And therefore, if a better one came out, that's fine. But if that's the case, then the Mishnah bet, Dina Shazav, Shelo B'Yadi Rishon V'Ala Kesef, Shammai Hekdesh. But Shammai said, if you said the first gold coin turned to be silver, which is certainly less, then Shammai says Hekdesh, V'Ala Mai, B'Ayin Ra Makdish. That means that a person is makdish not generously. And if something less valuable comes out, he'd be interested. So then, Chavit Shel Yain, Shelo B'Yadi Rishon V'Ala Shel Shemen, we said, if I said the first barrel I encounter of wine turned out to be a barrel of oil, and we're working on the assumption that Shemen is more valuable. Shemen adif miayin. So, imishim halo kasha. That one we can answer. But Galil Hashana, that's talking about in the Galil in the north. Dechamra adif mishcha. For whatever reason, they valued wine more than oil. And therefore, in their case, that would be better. But nonetheless, the Mishnah about the silver and about the oil are both cases where a lesser thing came out. And Beit Shammai says it works. But we still have the problem with the black and white oxen. Carmonai is evidently a district somewhere in Persia where they would a very strong agronomic center, and they would use these particular kind of white oxen that were specially bred to be excellent plowers. He said, when I said the white ones are the best, that's what I meant. Generally, black is the better one. But those kind of white ones are better. Our Mishnah is talking about regular. And therefore, when I want a black one, a white one comes out, it is a more deficient one. So everything is consistent. All the cases are where a less valuable one came out. And now he has just a note that the black one is best for schlepping things, for tugging. Sumka labisrei, the red ones are the best oxen for their meat. Chivra ledradya, the white ones are the best for plowing. You just got through telling me that a black one among whites is a likui. The whites are best. Yeah, the white ones are best when they're, again, the Torah de Carmonai, these particular Carmonian oxen. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Darben Aziv Nishal Chamasro. We just saw this in our Gemara. If somebody took a neder, this line is very strange. It makes it sound like you took a neder, and the assumption here is that you were violating the neder, and then you went to a chacham to see if you could get out of it, and he didn't let you out of it. You have to count from the time you took the neder. Well, it's kind of obvious. We'll see that it's not exactly the case. Nishal chacham hitiro, if you, on the other hand, went to the chacham and he was matir the neder, so I tell the Bahimam Ufresh, if you already had an animal separated for the korban, then it goes out to the flock. Now, Amr Ben Hillel Shammai, so they turned around and said, Yatem Odim Zeshu Hekdesh Taot. Don't you agree this is Hekdesh Taot? Shtetzevet Rabba Eder, so you see Hekdesh Betot doesn't work. So Amr Lahen Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai answered back, Yatem Odim Misha Ta'ama Karal Chi Asir, Lassiri Chi Lacharasar Asiri, Shumakudash. Beit Shammai said to Beit Hillel, don't you agree with the case of Ma'aser Behema, when you have to count every tenth animal of the newborn flock as Hekdesh, and they come out and you tap them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We all agree that if you, by accident, called the one that was 9, 10, and the one that was 10, 9, and the one that was 11, 10, that all three of them are Hekdesh. So you see, built into the Torah, that Hekdesh Betal, which is Hekdesh. So Amalam Beit Hillel answered, Lo HaShevet Kidsho. That's not because your mistake is valid. Your shevet, the stick. Sorry, what if you laid the stick on the 8th or the 12th? Shema saklun, that's nothing. Ve'edacharasar, the same pasuk, the same text that said the 10th is holy, said also the 11th and the 9th, in terms of mistake, and we'll see in a minute in the Gemara how much of a mistake, are also kadosh. Now the first question the Gemara deals with is who is the author of Mishnah who says that if you were violating the Nazirut and then you came for Hatarat Chachamim, Hatarat Nedarim, then they did not allow it, that you have to count the entire period. It's a strange statement. Mani Matnitin. Lo Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbanon. We'll see, it's not Rabbi Yossi or Rabbanon in the following machlokot, which basically means it's nobody. Tanya Mishnah dar v'avar al Nazirutot. Unless somebody took a netter and violated the Nazirut. Ainis kakimlo. We don't sit down with him and even talk to him about being matirat. And ken moneb bahen isur kimim shenagim hetter. You have to practice proper Nazirut for the amount of days that you've been flagrantly violating. So somebody took a netter of Nazirut, and a week later, they spent a week on a binge drinking and getting haircuts and all sorts of terrible things. What we do is say, okay, you need to now have a proper week of Nazirut, then we'll talk to you about Hatarat Chachamim, Hatarat Nedarim. Rabbi Yossi Mer Dayosh Shloshim Yom, and the way Rabbi Natan reads this is, this is only if he's violated it for 30 days, which means that in a minimal Nazirut, it can't happen. So, E Rabbanan, if our Mishnah is Rabbanan, Kasha Nazirut Muetet, then we have a problem even with a Nazirut of 30 days, because the Rabbanan would say, if you've been violating it for a while, you don't count just 30, you'll count 30 plus those days you violated. E Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Nazirut Meruba. But Rabbi Yossi would have to agree that if it's been more than 30 days, you're going to have to add extra days, which means our Mishnah seems to say you don't add any extra days, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan certainly would say, at least in some cases, you would. So, Ibai Temer Rabbi Yossi, Ibai Temer Rabbanan. It's possible it could be either one of these authorities. Ibai Temer Rabbi Yossi, it could be Rabbi Yossi. Kan Nazirut Meruba, Kan Nazirut Muetet. He said his ruling, Rabbi Yossi's ruling, is Nazirut Meruba, when there is a longer than 30-day period. And the Mishnah is talking about Nazirut Muetet, you don't add any days. Ibai Temer Rabbanan, it could be Rabbanan. Lo tema misha ashenazar. Don't read the Mishnah saying you count from the time you took Nazirut. Alaima kim misha ashenazar. That you count like the time from Nazirut. Meaning, if from the time that you took the neder till now is 2 weeks, then you've got to add 2 weeks onto the thing, because that's 2 weeks you violated. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah said, nishal chachamim itiruhu. So if the chachamim allowed it, then the animal goes free. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu min Beit Shammai nishmal Beit Hillel. From Beit Shammai's position, you can understand Beit Hillel's position. Lav am Beit Shammai heklish betaut habe heklish. Didn't Beit Shammai say heklish betaut is valid? And kevan digoy milta lav shapir nazar tetzivitar beta. Even they agree that once we find out you really weren't a nazir, because it gets released, the animal goes free. So Beit Hillel nami afagav dami tmura betaut habe tmura. Even though Beit Hillel say that a tmura betaut is tmura that we all agreed on, hanimili hechad ite likar heklish. That's only if the original heklish from which the tmura is a tributary is still around. If the original hekdesh now becomes invalidated or canceled, then the tmura that is a subset of it, really, also becomes uprooted. Okay, the last part of the Mishnah said, if you call the wrong numbers, that it's valid. Nachman says it's only if you call the 9th or the 11th, the 10th, by mistake, or the 10th, the 9th, by mistake. Only then it works, but not if you do it intentionally. They say the opposite. If by mistake it works, certainly if you intended it. So Amrle Rav Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman's Talmud turns to him and says, your position is only b'ta'ut. When Beit Shammai turned to Beit Hillel and said, don't you agree that if you call the 9th, the 10th, the 10th, the 11th, and the 11th, the 10th, and the 10th, the 9th, that they're all kadosh? Beit Hillel had no answer. Lamerlon, Beit Hillel should have answered. Why didn't they just answer that, according to you, Rav Nachman, that Maaser Behema is different. It doesn't work if you do it intentionally. Said, you know why they didn't answer that way? The Kal v'chomer. That would be a Kal v'chomer. It would defeat their position. Ma Maaser Shein Kodesh B'chavana, Kodesh B'taot, if you hold that position, then Maaser Behema doesn't work if you make the wrong count. Intentionally, only unintentionally, nonetheless it works. Hekdesh Shein Kodesh B'chavana, so Hekdesh that is Kodesh, if you do what you intend. Lo kol shekein certainly will be mekadosh b'taot. So that's why Beit Hillel couldn't use it, because it would defeat their argument. It would prove that hekdesh b'taot habi hekdesh. But velohi, the Gemara rejects that and says the hekdesh b'dai to the maritali. Hekdesh really does depend on your intent. And therefore, there's no way to say that mistake where you didn't get what you intended would be stronger than true intent and kavanah. Okay, we will, Amir Tzashim, do the second and final podcast in Perek Hamishi in the next time. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.